Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Al Bumbrey. Batting second. The second baseman, Rich Dower. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Lowenstein. Batting sixth. The DH, Ken Singleton. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Todd Cruz. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Storm Davis. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting second. The left fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting third. The DH, Larry Herndon. Batting fourth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Glenn Wilson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Rick Leach. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wayne Krenchicki. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Marty Castillo. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Milt Wilcox. And now, play ball. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leach scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bumbrey for the out. One out. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Orioles. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Orioles. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gibson. Lowenstein reaches second base with a double. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton takes first base on ball four. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Dempsey fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon takes first base on ball four. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Herndon moves to second. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-2, Tigers. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Krenchicki scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey takes first base on ball four. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 0 for 1 in the game. Bumbrey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dempsey moves to second. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 0 for 1 in the game. Dower hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Will Cox fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is hit by the pitch. Wayne Krenchicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krenchicki bunts towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. Lemon moves to second. One out. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower scoops it up and throws to first, with Davis covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Murray hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Lowenstein hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Murray moves to second. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leach scoops it up and throws to first, with Will Cox covering, for the out. Murray moves to third. Lowenstein moves to second. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dwyer is walked intentionally. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 1 in the game. Cruz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gibson. Cruz reaches second base with a double. Murray scores. Lowenstein scores. Dwyer goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Orioles. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Dempsey hits a fly ball into left field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gibson for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Herndon strikes out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Bumbrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Al Bumbrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bumbrey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bumbrey hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 0-for-2 in the game. Dower hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ripken hits a pop-up towards third. Castillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0-for-1 in the game. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Davis covering. It's a double play. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lemon takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Krenchicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krenchicki is 0-for-0 in the game. Krenchicki hits a fly ball into right field. Dwyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Tigers 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Murray hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. John Lowenstein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lowenstein is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Lowenstein hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Singleton hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Parrish for a passed ball. Murray moves to second. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dwyer is walked intentionally. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Cruz hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-3, Orioles. Howard Bailey now pitching. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dempsey hits a pop-up towards first. Leach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty Castillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Castillo is 0-for-1 in the game. Castillo hits a pop-up towards short. Ripken settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitaker is called out on strikes. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-2 in the game. Gibson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Tigers 3. The Orioles will come to bat. John Shelby pinch hits for Al Bumbrey. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby takes first base on ball 4. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 0 for 3 in the game. Dower hits a line drive towards third. Castillo catches it and throws to first to double up Shelby. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ripken. The throw from Parrish and he is out, Whitaker applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. John Shelby now playing center field. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Herndon is called out on strikes. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Parrish hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-4, Orioles. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Wilson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0 for 2 in the game. Leach strikes out. Two outs. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Lemon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Tigers 4. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Roenick pinch hits for John Lowenstein. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick hits a fly ball into left field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Singleton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Benny Ayala pinch hits for Jim Dwyer. Benny Ayala is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ayala hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Gary Roenick now playing left field. Benny Ayala now playing right field. Wayne Krenchicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krenchicki is 0 for 1 in the game. Krenchicki hits a fly ball into left field. Roenick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Grubb pinch hits for Marty Castillo. Johnny Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-5, Orioles. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 3 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 3 in the game. Gibson hits a fly ball into left field. Roenick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 8, and the Tigers 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Johnny Grubb now playing third base. Dave Gumpert now pitching. Todd Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 6 RBIs. Cruz takes first base on ball 4. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dempsey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cruz moves to second. John Shelby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Shelby bunts in front of the plate. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. Cruz moves to third. Dempsey moves to second. One out. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 0-for-4 in the game. Dower hits a ball on the ground towards short. Krenchicki misplays the ball. That's an error on Krenchicki. Cruz scores. Dempsey moves to third. It's 9-5, Orioles. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Dower moves to second. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a fly ball into right field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Murray is walked intentionally. Gary Roenick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roenick is 0-for-1 in the game. Roenick hits a pop-up towards third. Grubb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Aurelio Rodriguez now playing third base. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Herndon hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Parrish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0-for-3 in the game. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Tigers 5. The Orioles will come to bat. Tom Brookins now playing third base. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Singleton hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Young pinch hits for Benny Ayala. Mike Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Krenchicki scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Aurelio Rodriguez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rodriguez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Krenchicki scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 9, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Gary Roenick now playing right field. Mike Young now playing left field. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rodriguez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Krenchicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krenchicki is 0 for 2 in the game. Krenchicki strikes out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a fly ball into center field. Shelby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 9, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.